Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Senator Eugene Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Clare, and thank you for taking me on your show.
Not at all. Delighted to talk to you. There are reports this morning about a politician who had to resort to sleeping in the car because there was no accommodation available for politicians. Now, that person in that piece is not you, but you've had to resort to that on two occasions yourself. Is that right?
That's correct, Clare. I can certainly identify with the story in the Mail today. And particularly over the last month, 6 weeks, it has been extremely difficult to get a room anywhere in the Dublin region. Just to put that into context, I was successful in getting a room one night in the last three. And in the hotel I booked, I tried to book forward for this week and next week, and they told me there was not a chance of getting a room.
Okay.
So it is a difficulty at the moment, but I can sit there. I don't want to be whinging about this because there are people in far greater difficulty out there in relation to housing. This is a matter we can get over, but it definitely is happening at the moment.
So one night in the last three. So I take it then this was a very recent situation that you faced, Eugene.
One night in the last 3 weeks. Yes, one night in the last 3 weeks. So it is something that never arose before. I'm almost 7 years in the Oireachtas between the Dáil and the Seanad. And this matter, Clare, never arose before. So it is a difficulty. And I know that a number of TDs from the rural areas and some senators seem to be affected by this as well.
Mm-hmm. And some would say, well, why don't you just drive home? Will you just explain to me what time you were finishing work?
Well, some, you know, particularly if you have a parliamentary party or if the Seanad runs late, I mean, I wouldn't get out of there before 10. Now, I'll be looking to get home in 2 hours plus, so maybe 12, shortly after 12. You get to bed around 1, and basically I would have to be up at 4 to try and beat the traffic in the morning to get in before 7:30 through the city. So it's just, you know, it's difficult and it's tough. You end up, in my situation, with probably 3.5 hours sleep per night, and you definitely find on the next day that you're just not able to function as you should because of lack of sleep.
Yeah, but you'll probably feel the same way having slept in the car. And anyone who's tried to have a rest in a car knows that it is uncomfortable. It gets cold. You don't feel particularly safe, I'm sure. I mean, what was it like?
It was very difficult. And that's when I hear of anybody out there who has to sleep in the car because of housing difficulties. It always, you know, strikes me as something absolutely appalling. But I would have got halfway down the country. I would pull in at a forecourt. You mentioned security there. At least you have the lights and you have people knocking around. So usually around Mullingar, I would pull in at a forecourt and sleep there. And just at around 5:30 in the morning, wake up, head for Dublin. I mean, you would try and shave and have a change of clothes when you got to your office, get a bit of breakfast. But I can assure you that you don't certainly feel good in the morning after such an event on your right. Even taking a nap in a car for a few hours and you wake up, it's not a great feeling.
So have you done that very often then? Like more than the 2 times you've told us about?
No, I mean, sometimes, particularly when I was a member of Dáil Éireann, Clare, on numerous occasions I would have taken a nap for an hour on the way down.
That's just to break the journey, though, is it?
Just to break the journey, but even after that, you don't feel great, you know.
Yeah, but this is a different. This is different because I mean, we should explain to people that you're a senator, you're on a good salary, a decent salary. You also get this overnight rate of €120 to stay in a hotel, but you're saying you couldn't find anywhere. Could you find anywhere for even above the 120?
Well, on a point of principle, I wouldn't actually pay over 200 for a hotel. So, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have tried the more expensive hotels. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so once it goes to over 200, you say I'm out, I'm not paying that.
Absolutely. But I think one interesting point about all of this, Clare, you know, I would engage with people in the hotels and I find that, you know, it's not all Ukrainians that are in the hotels. There seems to be a lot of business people, tourists around at the moment, some Ukrainians, but it's certainly not in every hotel situation where Ukrainians have fully taken over. They haven't.
Do politicians not usually have a deal with the hotel? You know, the one that you'd normally stay at and you might have a booking for the Tuesday or the Thursday night that rolls over and you take it up as you need it?
No, that seems to have gone out the window.
And you've tried to do that. You've told us you've tried that.
Yes, I know this as well. It's gone out the window completely. And the prices have risen as well. But as you said, we have that overnight allowance. We're very, very, very lucky to have that. But Certainly the rollover situation seems to be gone in certainly in the hotels that I used to deal with.
So the two occasions then that you did sleep in the car, were you in your car inside the gates of Leinster House?
No, I didn't ever sleep inside the gates of Leinster House, but I know somebody that did on one occasion. I did think about sleeping in my office one time, but I felt, you know, that that wouldn't be probably a proper thing to do. So you just get into your car and you head when you can't get a hotel. And if you get home, you get home. And if you're just too tired, you just, as I've done on two occasions, pulled in at Mullingar, off the bypass at a filling station, and you just sleep it out for a few hours and that's it.
A listener says, did you limit your search to hotels only? This person says, I can't believe there wasn't a B&B or a guest house room available, even within 10k of Leinster House, let alone a hotel. Did you widen your search beyond the immediate vicinity?
Well, I have to say, Claire, now that's a very fair question, and I didn't actually, but it's something I'm engaging in at the moment with B&Bs, and I think there may be some options there in terms of overnight stays. So this week I am engaging with B&Bs, and I would willingly stay in a B&B if one was available, absolutely.
Do you think other people, you mentioned you've heard of another person who had to sleep in the car, other people, members of the Oireachtas, having to do the same?
A small number, but as I said, we are reluctant to talk about it. We do accept that people are in very difficult housing circumstances out there, and look, whatever the difficulty and the challenge we have in this, it's very, very small compared to what other people are suffering. I wouldn't even mention this to the minister or the department. I mean, it's up to us to sort this out ourselves. We are legislators, and we have to deal with housing legislation, and I don't think it would look very well to start whinging and complaining.
Yeah, but there's another side to that. You're legislators. You're doing very important work. I mean, you can't be sleeping in your car and going in then and voting on legislation and making, you know, be expected to make reasonable decisions.
Well, that's a fair comment, but I think, look, it's something that has just arisen. It's not a, I don't think it'll be an ongoing problem. I think it'll probably sort itself out in a while. I hope it will. But yeah, it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. It is a challenge. But thankfully, it hasn't happened too often. And to the colleagues I know about, it hasn't happened too often to them either.
But maybe the €120 a night, that needs to increase, the allowance that you're given.
I wouldn't go down that road at the moment. I certainly wouldn't. I think we're fortunate to have it there. We're well looked after, but look, in the circumstances, yes, it's difficult. But look, we'll get over it.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel then that you'll be able to, as the listener suggested, widen your search and find somewhere for around the €120? You mightn't be very close to Leinster House, but at least you'll have a bed for the night.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing I pleaded with one of the hotels where they know me pretty well. I said, look, if I have a shower, clean room, if I get 4 or 5 hours, put me in anywhere, that'll do me. But that wasn't even possible. So I think, look, if I get any sort of a decent place at all, absolutely, that's fine for me.
And the hotel that you said that to, were they asking for over the €200 or did
no,
they just...
No, they had upped their prices all right, but certainly weren't looking for the 200. As far as I can recall, about maybe 120, 130.
But they didn't have room.
But they didn't have a room.
A listener here says, my friend tried to get a room anywhere in Dublin on Saturday night and there was only a handful and the cheapest was €400. Another one, I'm trying to book a hotel on Wednesday night in Dublin. Of the 10 hotels showing on a popular booking site, the cheapest was €359 for a hotel or a bed in a 32-bed dorm in a hostel for €195 for two people. It's cheaper to drive to Dublin early and home again on the same day, stop for a nap at one of the service stations on the way back home. And that is maybe what you might have to look at doing, Eugene, until the prices come down.
Well, I think, Claire, that's what I will be doing. I mean, again, this week, I haven't secured a room now this week, so I will be up and down. As I said, it is challenging, but yeah, I think I will have to do that for a while, no doubt about that.
All right, well, look,
but there's one other point, Claire,
yes.
If you have just 60 seconds. I feel sorry often for families with children who have medical appointments, and because a medical appointment is very, very early in the morning, they have to head to Dublin from the country and be there for the next morning to get to hospital at 7:30. There's a huge cost involved in hotel for those people as well, and we shouldn't forget that.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Fianna Fáil Senator Eugene Murphy. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.